Welcome back to day number three of the KMOT Ag Expo. We're here at the Legacy Seeds booth. Boy, these guys must have been filled full of coffee today. Rodney's over here doing the Trump dance and
woohoo
and everything. And we got Big D, Darren Morlock. Is it Morlock or Warlock? Morlock. I got it right. Morlock. You can yell at me, you know. It's all right. Darren, you look like you're ready to go today, too. For another big day.
I am.
Did you do anything fun last night? Did you have any good food?
I had good food. Went to Badlands and had a good steak. And
You had another steak? Is that two steaks in a row?
Yep.
Okay. Well, as long as the company's got the card up right.
I had meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yep.
I finally, and I don't know, I stood my ground yesterday and I said, I just wanted pasta. I just, you know, we had the hacienda, and I was all hacienda'd out, so
hey,
I wanted to go and have some
pasta. You called that
earlier.
You said that. You know, I'm looking for a little bit of Italian.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to the Olive Garden in it.
Well, I soon found out that's all there is in one room is a little bit of Italian. That's about it. So let's talk about what's going on here with KMOT, the Ag Expo. The first day, it was good. You know, I did talk to some vendors for us. It was okay back here, but I did talk to some vendors that just knocked it out of the park, and it only takes a couple, right, to get the big sales moving forward, and that's what we ran into. And then yesterday was just flat out busy. You were writing orders like crazy yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday was a good day. First day was, I would say, a little bit above average. Yesterday I thought was a really good day. We had traffic through here quite a bit. A lot of good conversations. Met a lot of new people, which is great. I just love meeting new people. And, you know, you're standing up at the booth and somebody comes by with a veteran's hat, you know, reach out, thank you for your service, sir. I really appreciate it. And all of a sudden, you're delved into stories upon stories of different things. And
well, what I like about KMOT is, like, a lot of these people have been coming here for years, and you've been coming here for years. Darren, you've been coming here for a couple of years because you've been here with Legacy Seed. Have you been here before?
I've been here many years.
Many years. So, yep. But you get that family feel with people around. So it's kind of like old. It's tough to do business and do old family, you know, type of stuff, but it all works out.
Well, you get to know a lot of the other vendors here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. Like, this morning I was just walking around, and Cowboy and I was just walking around because we don't really get time during the day. So, and then we ran into Gary Getzky, and here we are.
Oh,
we're talking
boy,
with
there
old
you
Gary,
go.
You know, a little bit and shooting the you know what. And
was Gary actually in a booth, or is he just
he
came up?
I think he got tired, and the first booth
God
with
Lord.
A chair in there, I think Gary just sat down for
that's,
a rest.
That's the Gary Getzky out of Enderlin, right?
Yeah. And
that's your neck of the woods, so right?
Well,
not your
Jim's.
Neck of the woods, but
it's Jim's.
Jim and Dan's. So.
Yeah, Dan and Gary go way back, so.
Well,
Dan, if you're listening, I said hi for you to Gary.
See, it's one of my dreams in life still to get like Gary Getzky and then Dan Lund, and I'd have to think maybe like Mick or somebody else, and get them like at a cafe, but have them trade old like egg war stories.
Well, they
because they've done it once.
They probably open up at 6 a.m, so you have to get them there because by the end of the day at 10 o'clock they're going to close, and they're still going to be gabbing about old stories of what they
right
of who they helped out instead of who they took money from.
Exactly. Big D, so with the folks, there was a lot of folks here yesterday. What was the main question? Like, where's the free gloves? Or were they looking for catalogs, or what were they looking for?
We had a lot of them people coming through. So, but yeah, yesterday was it was a good day yesterday, and Wednesday was, like I said, it was good, but it was
steady.
Yesterday was better.
Soybeans or corn, or what was the hot?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, so kind of a mixture, which is good. So when you get up into this neck of the woods, and I know you guys are meeting your customers here, but they're talking about more about beans, and that's not your neck of the woods. That's not your forte, is it, right? Beans?
Beans, oh.
Not like soybeans, yes, but I mean like lentils and fried beans.
Heavens no. I don't do pinto.
You don't
edibles,
do pinto. You act like that's a bad thing.
Well, it is. It takes away from my sale for my other stuff.
I gotcha. But you're still finding plenty of corn and soy people to talk to. I guess it's probably the way I should have went
with that. Well, if they farm, they need it. So I'm going to sell it to them.
If they farm. Good Lord. All right. We talked about this a little bit before, but I want to hit it. We got just a couple of minutes here. We're sitting today's date. It's not the first yet, but tomorrow, February 1st, we're zeroing down towards D-Day here. You know, I'd like to say that we can start maybe moving at the end of March, early April. We did a little bit last year, and then the monsoon season came in, but Is there a little bit more urgency felt by the growers?
Right now, we're starting to Kyle back at the office. Kyle and Jess, they're awesome, and they're starting the process here of getting us going, getting all the cleaning, and getting all that lined up, and where we're going to go with it. And so after that point, then it's like, you know, I'm going to take a week off and then come back, and it's like, people are going to say, hey, when can I get my canola? When can I get...
Right.
What do you mean? We still got snow. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Just calm down.
That's the way it goes, though, right? Once they buy it, then they want it right now, or get it ready to go.
You know what? Mother Nature out there, she's heating that sun up a little bit more and more every day. And so our days are getting a little longer. Snow is going to start melting. And before you know it, it's going to be black dirt. And here we go, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I would put out there is you got many different varieties of soybeans and corn and... And such, right? It's not just like three different things.
We have a lot of varieties of all of them, and we're looking to sell out of them all. So
you would like that, wouldn't you?
I would love that. I'd love to put Jim right into a sweat.
See, he has to look at vacations like Grenada. We'd like to get him to like a funner location.
Calm down. I didn't say Grenada. I said Grandin.
Oh, that sounds more like it. Now I get it. All right. Big D, thank you for popping over. Appreciate it. And the autograph line for Big D is already forming. We've got Rodney Agnes here. Got Cowboy still wandering around. Is he looking for coffee or what's he doing?
He's looking for his way back here.
He's been here enough.
He didn't push start on the GPS when he left, so he doesn't know how to get back here.
All right. We'll let him wander around for a little bit.